Why not?
Oh, he's very independent, is the Colonel. He wouldn't want to take anything that looked like charity.
Charity?
Ah.
Oh, I hadn't thought of it like that.
He and Laura always took a pride in their independence. Self-sufficiency, they called it.
Well, what if I were to send round a bottle of brandy? Just as a token of my condolences. That wouldn't go amiss, would it?
Well, that might be all right.
Oh, good.
But you won't send Higgs round with it, will you, sir?
Well, should I go myself?
Oh, much better.
Well, if you think that's the best thing, Tom.
All I know is if I just lost someone dear to me, the last person I'd want to see would be Higgs.
This would look terrible to anyone driving past.
Well, there's no one driving past. Anyway, you're my brother.
They wouldn't know that, though, would they?
Nobody's going to see. This road's only used by milk tankers.
Hurry up and put that blouse on before we get arrested.
I told you not to look in the mirror. Kindly keep your eyes ahead.
You could have changed at home.
Oh, yeah, and what would Dad have made of that? He nearly banned me from wearing this costume in the review.
Well, I'm not surprised. If it was worn in a film, it would get an X certificate.
Well, well, who'd have guessed it? Smooth operating, worldly wise David Archer's just an old-fashioned prude at heart.
You're not taking your jeans off.
Well, I'm not putting the skirt on over the top.
Oh, hurry up, Liz, please.
It's all right. I've got tights on underneath. I'm quite decent.
That's not how I describe those tights.
I told you not to look. Anyway, what's wrong with them?
Probably nothing in the King's Road, but I'm not sure that Penny Hassett's ready for them, huh?
If you think my outfit's daring, you should see what some of the others from the Tech are wearing.
Oh? Well, what are they wearing?
Yes, that's different, isn't it, when it's not your sister?
Good grief, there's a longer skirt than that on our rotary mower.
Pass me back the penny, will you? It's in the glove compartment.
Oh, I thought it was a handkerchief. Here.
Thanks.
Oh, no.
What is it, the cop car?
No, it looks like Martin Lambert's.
Oh, that's all right. He can have a preview.
Oh, poor old Dad, eh? He still thinks the Archer name stands for something.
Good old Fifi.
Well, she did well, didn't she?
Well, coming third?
Yeah, it was brilliant. She's never done it before. The girl who won's been champion for the last 3 years.
How do you know that?
I heard someone say so. Pancake Brenda, they call her.
Pancake Brenda. I say, some of those costumes they're wearing are amazing.
Yes, especially the one in the leopard skin dress and chef's hat.
Yeah, she must be one of the Tech College contingent.
Well, they don't sound very popular with the locals.
Why not, I wonder?
Well, I don't think the villagers approve of their customs being opened up to all colours.
Yeah. Well, it's all for charity. They ought to be glad it's become so popular.
You can see their point, though. It's a bit of a circus.
10 years ago, they got a dozen old girls entering and 50 locals to watch. Now, it's in the tourist guides.
And that's progress?
Well, think of the money they're making.
Oh, I can't help feeling they've lost something, too.
Yeah. Hey, why do you think that photographer's taking Elizabeth's picture when she came third?
Could be something to do with her outfit.
The winner's not looking too happy about it.
Elizabeth seems to be lapping it up.
Yeah, she would be.
Well, anyway, I'd better push off. I've got a visit in 15 minutes.
Yes, I've got to go too. We're in the throes of pre-lambing panic at home.
Well, say well done for me, will you?
Yep, when I can get near her.
Oh, and tell her she's got a great future in the fast food business.
Oh, hello, Tom.
Well, it's getting so dark I could hardly make out who it was.
I was just having a look round.
You're feeding, aren't you?
Oh, only topping them up.
I filled all those uppers up this morning.
Oh, I know you did, Tom. But it doesn't hurt to fill them again at night, eh?
They'll go for 2 days on one filling those uppers, Will.
Oh, I know they will. It's just one of me little foibles, I suppose.
Have you been out to the covers?
I did have a quick stroll round, just to stretch me legs as much as anything.
Oh, well, I hope you didn't find anything wrong.
Well, of course I didn't. An old hand like you.
I reckon I know this job as well as most.
Oh, better. There's no question about that.
Well, I'd have thought you'd be happy to leave it all to me this week.
Hey, you don't think I've been going round checking up on you?
Well, that had crossed my mind.
No, look, I've got every confidence in you, Tom. The shooting side couldn't be in better hands.
Well, I do my best.
You know what it's like with this job. Sort of getting your blood. Not always easy to turn your back on it.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to. That's if you and Mr. Woolley wants me to run things for you. Because if there's one thing I can't put up with is having someone looking over my shoulder all the time.
Oh, well,
so I'll have to ask you to leave me to it, George. If not, then I'm finishing here for good. So what's it to be, eh?
This is going to be the warmest place in the village.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, we could do with 3 inches of glass fibre around the walls at home.
Drafty, is it?
Oh, you're not kidding. When the wind's in the east, it's like the top of Lakey Hill in my room.
Pass us another nail, will you?
Yeah. Do you know, if we were on four legs, there'd be animal rights nutters marching up and down outside with banners.
Can't have been any worse than my flat at Nightingale Farm.
You're on a bet.
Well, that's the insulation done. What's the time?
Oh, it's 3:10. It takes a pretty good party to keep me up this late.
Time flies when you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, hasn't it?
Let's have a cup of coffee, shall we?
That is a brilliant idea.
Unless you prefer a lager, there's a couple of cans left.
Oh, no thanks.
Well, we haven't made a bad job of it.
They'll be so snug in here, they'll think they're back under their mother's wings.
They won't assume their mother's wings. They're hybrids.
Well, be like their incubator then.
Here.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
All we got to do now is fix the nesting boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to go home?
You weren't by any chance thinking of packing it in,
No, I can't. Charlie's coming with the birds tomorrow, whether this place is ready or not.
Well, I'll carry on too, then. Can't leave you here working on your own.
Thanks, David. It's very good of you to help me out.
Nah, that's all right. Shula would have ticked me off if I'd left you to it anyway.
Well, another 2 hours, and I reckon we'll have it licked.
Terrific. Could be in bed by 5:30.
Just think, if you'd been milking this morning, you could have gone straight to it.
So how many birds are you putting in here, then?
400.
What are you paying for them?
£2.25.
Each?
Well, that's cheap for pointer lay pullets. It's a cancelled order.
You must be making a bomb out of your eggs to pay out that sort of money.
Oh, there's not that much in it, really.
So why do you do it, then, eh? Working all hours up here.
Oh, I don't know. I suppose it's a bit like being a farmer. Close as I'm going to get to it anyway.
Well, I hope you make it, Neil. You deserve to.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm daft, trying to do this and my job at Brookfield.
No, it's no good thinking like that.
Yeah, well, like I say, it's only sometimes. Usually at 3:00 in the morning. Let's get these nesting boxes up, shall we?
When did you last wear it?
To church at Christmas.
You didn't go to church at Christmas.
1983.
You'd better press it. It'll have more creases than your pyjamas.
Yeah, well, Mum will do that.
She won't have time. She's got the food to organise, remember?
Well, can't you do it?
Sorry, I'm busy too.
Oh, well, that's great, isn't it? I spent half my life doing things for my sisters, and then I want one little favour of them they don't want to know.
You'd better ask Elizabeth. She's the one who owes you a favour.
Yeah, I will.
Wish you'd stop yawning.
You'd yawn too if you only had 2 hours sleep.
Have some more coffee. How did you manage to come third anyway? Were there only 4 in the race?
There were 25.
They were probably rooted to the spot by the shock of seeing her costume.
Martin thought she looked pretty good.
Martin? Mm-hmm. What was he doing there?
He had 30 minutes between clients, so he hung around to watch the flying Fifi.
Oh, did he? And I keep being told what busy lives vets lead.
Well, I expect he looked on it as a chance to brush up on locomotion in mammals.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, he probably saw Elizabeth as a young foal. Well, she was showing rather a lot of leg.
Well, I just hope Dad doesn't find out.
Ah, now, there's the problem.
Has somebody told him?
No, not yet, but there's a pretty good chance they will.
Why?
Because our brainless little sister went and posed for a photographer from the Evening Post, tossing a pancake.
Oh, she just can't resist the chance of being the centre of attention.
Yeah, well, she'll be that all right when Dad sees it. That is, if they use it, of course.
They will. That's the sort of picture they lap up.
Anyway, it's her problem. Little twerp.
Do you want some more coffee?
If I consume any more coffee, I'll cause a panic on the futures market.
You do look rough.
Oh, thank you very much. You should try staying up all night. Very good for a pale complexion.
What time did you finish?
4:45.
Did you get it all done?
Every last perch. I thought Neil was even going to put in a vase of flowers for the birds.
Dad's going to get a lot of work out of you two today.
Yeah, well, I intend to get through the day on automatic.
Oh, I wish I could. I've got to show a woman I dislike around a property I like.
Oh, divided loyalties, eh?
It's that Antrobus woman who opened the fate last year. Mm. The one with the voice like a station tunnel.
Yeah, she's not coming to live in Ambridge.
Well, she's thinking of it. Oh. Her and her several hundred Afghan hounds.
Where?
Nightingale Farm.
No, no, you'll have to put her off.
How can I? It's my job to try and sell it.
No, it's no defence to say you're just doing your job. Not when you're committing a crime against the community.
Pat! Pat!
Hello?
Pat, we've been vandalised.
No. What have they done?
Only ruined the best clover pasture we've got.
Ruined a pasture?
Our bit of pasture in the village. It's a swamp.
Swamp?
There's a good 5 acres underwater. Great pools on it.
Well, we've had a fair bit of rain in the last fortnight.
Ah, it's not the rain. That field's never been waterlogged before.
You're not trying to tell me that someone's gone in there with hose pipes and sprinklers just
no.
to flood our grass?
Don't be stupid.
How on earth can it be vandalism, then?
The ditch by the road is completely silted up, so the water can't run away.
Well, whose fault's that?
Phil's.
Come on, Tony, you can't possibly say that.
Well, there's no doubt about it. That silt's come across from Phil's land.
But they were all out clearing the lane on Monday.
Yeah, pushing it all in the ditches, I expect.
They wouldn't have done that.
Pat, the ditch is nearly red with it. Must be over 100 yards.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm getting on the phone to Phil right now. I want that ditch cleared.
Oh, don't phone today, Tony. He'll be busy with funeral arrangements.
Well, I can't help that. If the water sits in there for long, it'll kill our clover. We've got a lot of weed grasses coming in.
2 or 3 days won't make any difference.
Well, we can't take the chance. If we lose that clover, we'll be up the creek.
Well, at least have a cup of coffee first.
What are you being so soft for?
I just don't think this is the right time to start blazing rows with our neighbours.
Well, you don't seem to realise that we can't afford the losses most farmers put up with.
Yes, I do.
We're not supposed to chuck on a bit more nitrogen fertiliser because we've lost some grass, or plaster our meadows with herbicides to get the weeds out.
I understand that, Tony.
Well, then you ought to understand why I'm angry about that mess.
I also think there's a right time for making a fuss and a right time for keeping quiet.
It's a typical result of industrial farming.
What is?
Soil erosion. It's getting very common.
All to do with losing hedgerows, isn't it?
Oh, there's more to it than that. It's partly these winter cereal crops everyone's going in for, year after year.
Like Phil on that land at the top of the village.
They drill it earlier and earlier. The seedbed's like a billiard table.
Isn't it supposed to be?
No. Well, when I was a student, we were taught that winter seedbeds should be rough. That helps to stop the water running off.
And you think that's what's caused our meadow to flood?
Well, I'm sure of it. There was a big article about soil erosion in the Free Paper 2 or 3 weeks ago.
We have had a lot of rain lately.
Well, you don't need very much to start the soil moving. Not on light land, anyway.
I'd still rather you didn't make a big fuss. Not this week.
That means I've got to find time to clear that ditch.
Just this once.
Well, I'm going to have to say something, though, Pat. Phil may not care 2 hoots about his soil washing down the drain, but he ought to have more consideration for his neighbours.
Rather pokey in here, isn't it?
Oh, it's got quite a high roof. That'll stop it feeling overcrowded.
My girls are used to lots of room.
I should think they'd be very cosy.
I'm not at all happy with the roof. You can see daylight between the tiles.
Roofing felt wasn't used in the days when this place was put up.
Very slipshod work.
It's supposed to produce a very well-ventilated atmosphere.
It's not terribly clean. It's high time somebody took a scrubbing brush to that wall.
The floor's quite dry, you see.
I always think quarry tiles are cold.
You'll be putting some sort of covering down.
Oh, of course. Their feet would get awfully chilled on those things.
Yes, I suppose so.
I think I should put their bed at the far end.
Yes, that should be best.
They need a blanket, of course. I do like my girls to sleep warm, especially when they're coming into season.
They'd need to be comfortable then.
Do you know Afghans?
No, I can't say I've known any.
Well, they're delightful creatures, but totally misunderstood by the general public.
Really?
Oh, yes. You'd be amazed how many people think they're quiet and dignified.
And they're not?
They can be, certainly, but they can also be extremely boisterous.
Well, that makes them characters. You'd want them to have a bit of spirit.
Quite right. I can see you're a real animal lover yourself.
Yes.
You would have enjoyed the little talk I gave in this village last year to the old people.
Yes.
The colourful world of the Afghan.
I remember.
You went there, were you?
Actually, I wasn't.
No.
Well, if you'd like me to talk to your group, I'm sure I can fit you in. Not a young conservative, are you?
Yes, as it happens.
I could tell you what I told the old ones. It's no good expecting an Afghan hound to fit in with the way you run your household.
I suppose not.
You've got to adapt your way of life to his temperament. Or hers, of course.
I see.
Now, how much land did you say there was with this property?
Oh, about half an acre.
They do love to gallop when the fancy takes them, and they revel in getting muddy.
I should think this would be an ideal place. The house and the buildings are well back from the road.
Rather a lot of holes in the drive, I thought.
Ah, well, responsibility for maintaining the drive is shared by the owner of the property and the farmer who bought the land.
Well, he's clearly failed to discharge that responsibility. If I decide to buy, he'll hear from my solicitor.
Well, shall we look round the house now, Mrs. Antrobus?
I don't think there's anything else I need to see out here.
Right.
Far better to look at the outbuildings first, I always think. No point in considering the property if the girls aren't going to be happy.
Well, these loose boxes were built for calves, so they're bound to provide a good environment.
My dear, we're not talking about livestock. We're talking about Afghan hounds.
Jethro!
I'm over here, Master Davy.
Ah. Oh, am I glad I'm not a pigman?
Oh, pigs are all right.
Working with them must be like playing in a heavy metal band.
Is that where they bang old oil drums?
No, that's a steel band.
Ah.
No, heavy metal sounds like wieners, but with less tune.
You got them shifted then, the wieners?
Yeah, in the end. Well, at one time, Dad was going straight home to put the pig unit on the market.
Well, he'd never do that.
No, he calmed down. I reminded him the pigs made a lot of money last year.
You've got to have patience for that job.
Yes, well, I'm afraid patience was running a little short over at Hollertree. Dad was convinced Neil had taken this afternoon off deliberately.
He never meant to take it off.
Yeah, but you don't have to tell me. I was up all night helping him to get his deep litter house ready.
He ain't one to shirk a job he don't like.
No. No, but Dad thinks he's putting his poultry business before his job here.
He wouldn't do that. He's too conscientious.
Yeah. Jethro, I am dead beat.
Well, Master Phil says we've got to finish putting these pens up before we go.
I haven't felt so tired since I went in for that ploughing marathon.
Oh, you remember it. You ran into electricity post.
Yeah, well, I've been at it for 24 hours. I was seeing two of everything.
Still got a dent in the beam of that plough?
Yeah, I was seeing two of everything this afternoon as well. We were supposed to move 70 wieners, but I swear I shifted 140.
Well, if you want to have a kip on the hay, you go ahead. I can finish putting up these hurdles.
No, I'll force my eyes open somehow. It'll be good practice for lambing.
Ah, well, pass us one of those hurdles off the trailer.
Yeah, righto. Coming, Hoover.
Just hold him there. Hold him upright.
Aha, the all-purpose baler twine. Farming would grind to a halt without it.
Hold him still, then. I can't tell you.
No, sorry.
Of course, this job would be easier if they hadn't got rid of the proper hurdles.
Well, the wooden ones.
Yeah, they was a lot lighter and just as strong.
Yeah, but they didn't last as long, though.
They did if they was made properly.
Jethro!
What's he doing here?
Got the pullet stacked up already, Neil?
No, I haven't.
Hasn't he brought them?
Says he's had to take another batch to Shropshire, last minute order.
After all that flaming work?
Half past three, he phones up to say he's not showing up.
Oh,
after no. I've been sat in waiting for him for 2 hours.
Well, when's he bringing them, Neil?
He says Friday. But what's Mr. Archer going to say if I ask for another afternoon off? Chicken Charlie's going to get me fired.
Well, it's a grand day for it. I'm sorry, Colonel.
That's all right, George. I was thinking the same thing myself.
Funny how you always get a day or two in February when it's like April.
Yes, and you're plunged back into the depths of winter.
That's it. And it seems twice as cold after you've had a breath of spring.
Good of you to pop round.
Well, Chris was coming anyway to help Jennifer with the sandwiches.
To be honest, I'm quite glad to get outside.
It is a bit hectic in there, isn't it?
Lorna would have loved it, of course. A social occasion like this.
That's true.
And at home, too. She'd have been in her element.
She'll be missed in this village.
I don't know whether I shall stay on here now.
You're never thinking of moving.
one wants to keep me. So many of the things I did involved Laura.
Well, I thought you liked it here, living the country life.
Oh, I did. Suited me down to the ground.
Well, it doesn't have to end.
But does it really make sense now, at my age, and on my own?
Where would you go, Colonel?
Well, I've got an old army chum at Cheltenham. I could buy a nice little place down there once I'd sold up.
Cheltenham? You'd go into a town?
Well, it would be more practical. I'm getting much too old for this self-sufficiency here.
Oh, never.
Anyway, it wouldn't be the same on my own. What made it all such fun was sharing it with Laura.
Well, I can understand that.
And I was in the kitchen yesterday, mixing out another load of duck food. And the thought suddenly struck me, well, there was no point in doing it anymore.
Well, I expect the ducks appreciated it.
I wouldn't just walk away from it all. I'd settle things properly.
Oh, well, of course you would.
But it's like a chapter in my life that's finished.
Hey, listen to the old woodpecker. He thinks it's spring.
Poor chap. He's got a lot more winter to come yet.
Still, he's had a warm day to fill his belly with insects. That's what's making him chuckle.
I suppose to him, that's singing.
Ah, well, happen it would be.
Well, let's go and see how the ladies are getting on, shall we?
And we beseech thine infinite goodness to give us grace to live in thy fear and love, and to die in thy favor, that when the judgment shall come, which thou hast committed to thy well-beloved Son, both this our sister and we may be found acceptable in thy sight. Grant this, O merciful Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our only Saviour, Mediator, and Advocate. Amen.
Amen.
I can't believe she's gone, Jill.
No.
There's so much to do.
I know, Freddy.
Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory for ever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
She'll be happy lying here.
I'm sure she will.
She always liked this place. I don't know why.
Yes, she did.
She felt they were still part of the village somehow. The people. Under these stones.
I've heard her say that, too.
She'd often walk up here, you know. Not for any special reason. Just to read the names.
Yes. Shall we go now, Freddy?
Listen to those rooks.
They must have been keeping quiet for the service.
Laura liked rooks. She said they were very malign.
I suppose they are.
She once told me they were like people. You had to know them to like them.
She was right there.
Jill, did any of us know Laura?
Do we really know anyone?
She was malign too. At times.
I'm afraid she was.
She had a lot of warmth. If you were prepared to see it.
She could be very kind.
And I never knew anyone with so much energy.
Freddy, shall we go back?
Goodbye. Laura, my dear. Goodbye.
Weren't the flowers beautiful?
Lovely. And there were so many.
Did you notice the wonderful bouquet from Jack? The red and white carnations?
Yes, I did.
I had to smile at the card.
Why, what did it say?
To Laura. Sometimes an adversary, always a friend. We'll miss you.
That's nice.
He's right, Jill. Most of us have had our tussles with Aunt Laura. Mm.
She was always a good loser, though. She wasn't one to bear a grudge.
Poor Freddie looks devastated.
I don't think it really hit him until this afternoon.
Oh, it's always a bad sign when people seem to be carrying on as normal, like he was earlier in the week.
You've got to let out the grief. Not always easy for a military man.
Richard will have the right words. I never know what to say at a time like this.
Oh, me, I'm afraid.
She'll be badly missed on the PCC.
Yes, she's been a stalwart.
I'll say this for Aunt Laura. She was always generous with her time and talents. Very generous.
Malt whiskey, do you, Richard?
Well, it was pretty cold in that churchyard.
Purely medicinal.
It would certainly help restore the circulation.
Just so happens I've got something a bit special down here.
Secret stock, eh?
I suspect Laura knew I kept it in here. She never let on, though.
Good for her.
There. What do you think of that?
It looks excellent.
Take a glass, then.
You'd better make mine a small one. I've got some visiting to do later.
Right you up. How's that?
Fine. Thanks.
And one for me. I think we'd better make it to absent friends.
Two absent friends. Oh, yes, that's splendid.
It is rather good, isn't it? I've had it for months. Brought it back from a regimental get-together in the summer.
You know, I feel rather a fraud lurking in the corner drinking the best whiskey.
Nonsense. It's a privilege of rank.
Oh, is it?
Seems strange to be having a do without Laura.
Yes, it must be. How have you been getting on here on your own?
Not too well, I'm afraid.
It's an awful time.
I can't help feeling I shouldn't really be here. It's Laura's house. What right have I got to treat it like my own?
Go on, stay there, you beggar.
Is that you, George?
Tom, what are you doing here?
Well, I'd like to have a walk round just before dark.
Ah, me too. And to tell you the truth, I was in need of a bit of fresh air after we left Ambridge Hall.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to reset this trap. The darn thing seems to have got itself out of alignment somehow.
Did something set it off, then?
No, that fella there.
Oh, Stoat.
He's a big chap, too. Happened it was him that jiggered this flaming thing.
Well, he's taken his last bird.
One thing, though, Tom. He was only halfway in the trap, so he might not have died straight away.
Yes, well, it can happen, I'm afraid.
That's why it's so important to check these traps regularly. Don't like to think of any animal suffering.
I look at the traps first thing every morning, as you well know.
All the traps?
Of course. Same time as I'm feeding out in the covers.
Well, I reckon this one must have just got missed then by accident.
Now, look here, George. I checked that trap this morning along with all the others, and there was nothing in it.
Oh, but there was, Tom. That fellow over there.
He was not. He must have come sniffing round here during the day.
Well, he can't have done. We both know stoats do their hunting at night.
Not always.
Oh, now, come on. When did you last trap a stoat in daytime?
Well, it doesn't happen often, I grant you, but it does happen.
Well, we'd say no more about it. There's no great harm done.
Are you saying I'm not doing my job properly?
Of course I'm not. Look, let's forget it, shall we?
I don't want to forget it. Not till we got this lot sorted out.
Oh, you're making too much of it.
There's folks in this village who thinks I'm getting muddle-headed in my old age. But if there is one job I know, it's keepering.
I know.
I'm not going to have somebody checking up after me.
Nobody's checking up.
And I'm not going to be told I haven't done a job that I have done.
Tom, look,
it's obvious I'm not trusted here. So I'll be telling Mr. Woolley he'll have to find somebody else to take over when you're off. And I'll be telling him tonight.
Go on!
Keel! Oh, hello, Jethro. You've got to come and help me. Master Phil's orders.
With what?
We got to go and clear out the ditch by Blind Lane. Some of it, anyway.
Clear out a ditch?
That's what he says. Soon as you've finished up here.
Oh, I'll be another half hour yet. I've still got to scrape out the passages.
Oh, it don't matter.
We gotta go up there when you've done.
Oh, that's all I need.
What's the matter? Had a bad job, did she?
I got this bloke coming with me. Pullets at 1:30. I was hoping to get away a bit early at dinner time.
Another afternoon off, eh? I wouldn't mind half a day myself.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to take another one. It's not my fault Charlie's been messing me about over these blooming birds.
Master Phil says he's sorry, but you can't go until this bit of ditch is cleared out.
Why can't David go over there with the ditcher? Wouldn't take him 1/2 hour.
Oh, he's got to see to the ewes.
Not all the morning.
Anyhow, the ditcher's busted. It's leaking hydraulic oil, if you remember.
So it is.
Oh, you got to put waders on.
Well, it is the ditch we're doing. We're not supposed to be clearing out the arm.
Of course not. It's that bit along where we have the landslide.
I never knew you had any waders.
Ah, Master Phil's, they are. He's lent them to me.
Oh, that's nice for you.
What's up with you, Neil? You ain't been very happy this week.
Nothing that a month on Tenerife wouldn't put right.
You'd have to do a bit more overtime to pay for that.
Yes, Jethro. Maybe I should start coming back here after I've finished my hens. If Mr. Archer would fix a couple of spotlights on the 80 horsepower tractor, I could go out hedge trimming all night.
Now you're talking down.
Well, I'm sorry, but I seem to be spending all my life working at the moment.
Well, that's because you're a working chap. Just look, do ya?
But that doesn't mean we can't have a bit of enjoyment out of life.
I suppose you want to go hunting 2 or 3 days a week. Sailing your yacht in the Mediterranean.
Of course I don't.
You've got to be born to that sort of thing. It ain't for the looks of us.
All I want is a bit more time at home to see something of little Emma growing up.
You'll have to get rid of them ends of you and them.
The way I feel at the moment, I might just do that. Anyway, are you going to help me finish up here?
Ah, could do, I suppose.
Why has this job got to be done in such a hurry, anyway?
Because Tony Archer's bit of meadows underwater, that's right.
I won't hurt it at this time of the year. It's not growing now.
He's got organic grass in there, so it drains easier.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's what Mrs. Archer said.
Mrs. Archer?
She did. She said it can't breathe so well underwater if it's got clover in it.
Oh, come on. Let's get these passages cleared or I'll never get away.
Job you're doing there, Tom.
Oh, morning, Mr. Woolley.
How's it going?
Oh, not bad. That drop of rain helped a lot.
You want a few frosts on it now, though, eh?
Well, I've been meaning to get this batch dug over ever since we finished with the Brussels sprouts. Never seemed to find time for it somehow, though.
I'd have thought you'd have had plenty of time.
Well, that's the funny thing. Since I half retired, I've had less time in me garden than when I was working full time.
Nothing quite like it, is there? An hour or two in the garden.
Well, it suits me. I dare say some people find it dull, though.
No imaginations, Tom. The beauty of gardening is that at the same time as you're doing some mundane little job, you could be away on a flight of fancy.
I suppose you can.
No question about it. I think I have some of my best ideas out in the garden.
Do you, sir?
Oh, yes. Last time I was out pruning roses, I came up with my little brainwave about activity holidies for the over 60s.
Oh, that one.
I've got Caroline doing the market research on it at the moment.
Was there something particular you wanted to see me about, Mr. Woolley?
Yes. It's about the shoot.
I think I made myself quite clear on that.
I must say, I thought you'd be along this morning, once you'd had a chance to think things over.
I meant every word I said. You will have to find another part-time keeper.
That's all very well, Tom, but they don't grow on trees, not men of your experience.
I'm sorry, but my mind's made up. It's a matter of principle.
Yes, I see that.
I've never had to put up with somebody looking over my shoulder, and I'm not going to start now.
Yes, well, if you could see your way clear to helping me out for the next day or two, I think I could guarantee it wouldn't happen again.
I don't see how you could guarantee it.
George has gone away.
Has he?
I went round to the riding stables first thing this morning. I made it pretty clear how you felt, Tom.
You did?
Oh, yes. If you were to come back just for a couple of days, there'd be no more interference.
Well, I'd like to help you, Mr. Woolley. But as I say, there is a principle at stake.
But George has accepted that principle. He's gone away.
I'm sorry, but I haven't had an apology.
Well, if that's how you feel, there's no more to be said.
No, not really.
You know, I admire a chap who sticks to his principles.
Well, you have to, sir.
I can't help thinking, though. It's a shame a keen youngster has to suffer for them. They're someone else's principles.
Well, who's suffering?
Young Billy. Eh? He's having to work up there all on his own, remember?
Ah, yes, yes. It's a pity about that.
Mm, he's been doing so well. What a tragedy if his future in keepering should be ruined by this business.
Well, I don't see how he could ruin his future.
Oh, he's conscientious, you see, Tom. He'd naturally blame himself if something went wrong.
He's a very capable lad.
But if something were to go wrong, even if it wasn't his fault, it'd be bound to knock his confidence.
Oh, yeah.
It's hardly fair to give him all that responsibility, really. Not till he's ready for it.
Well, in the circumstances, maybe I ought to come over there for a couple of hours then.
Oh, would you, Tom?
Well, we can't let the lad carry the can just because me and George don't see eye to eye.
That's very good of you.
I'll be doing it for the boy, mind.
Of course.
I haven't changed my mind over the principle.
I hope I'm not keeping you from something urgent.
Oh, no, Jill. I always make a pot of tea about this time in the afternoon.
Only I thought you'd want to be kept in the picture.
Oh, yes, of course.
I've hardly had a moment to mention it to Phil. He's been so busy this week.
Sugar?
No, thanks.
Oh, sorry. I never remember, do I? There you are.
Oh, thanks. Just what I needed.
So, the whole thing's still uncertain?
I'm afraid so. Fred is assuming he's going to get the house.
Hmm. He will, surely.
Well, I suppose so. But until the will turns up, how can we be sure?
No sign of it at Ambridge Hall.
I had a quick look round. Couldn't find anything that looked remotely like a will.
Oh, it's a mystery.
It was difficult to have a thorough search. You feel so awkward.
I can imagine.
Freddie won't go into Aunt Laura's room at all.
Have you heard anything from the solicitors?
Not a word.
Oh, that's too bad. They should have let you know something.
I imagine they don't know any more than we do.
Well, they jolly well ought to. If the solicitors don't know the position over a will, who on earth are we supposed to go to?
The chap who knows all about it's gone abroad. They said they'd try and get in touch with him. I suppose they haven't been able to.
Oh, it's just not good enough.
Anyway, he's due back today. I think I'd better phone them this afternoon, just to see if they've made contact.
You will let me know what they say.
I'll ring you straight away.
Oh, I'm afraid I haven't been much help over this.
Oh, that's all right. It's just a pity it's come at a time when Phil's so busy.
I've been so short-staffed, I haven't been able to leave the stables.
It was good of you to find the time to help at the funeral.
Oh, that was the least I could do.
It's an odd thought, isn't it? A couple of weeks ago, Aunt Laura was dashing round like we are.
Yes, it's a very sobering thought.
You can spend too much time being busy, never giving yourself a moment to relax.
We all do it, I'm afraid.
Every so often we ought to stop, in the middle of the day, wherever we are, and just enjoy a few minutes doing nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Something smells good.
It won't be long, I'm just making the gravy.
Dad not in yet?
He's in the office.
What's the matter? You look worried.
Well, I'm a bit concerned about this will of Aunt Laura's.
Oh, complications?
Well, I've spoken to her solicitor at last, this chap who's been abroad.
What did he say?
The will was drawn up and sent to Aunt Laura.
And?
It was never returned. He wrote to her a couple of times, but she didn't reply.
So it's somewhere at Ambridge Hall?
I suppose so. But goodness only knows where.
Archers was written by Graham Harvey and produced by William Smethurst. The agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin, and the director in our Birmingham studios was Peter Windows.